Good morning. Welcome to Daily Inspirations. This morning, I'm going to be speaking from Luke chapter 12, starting in verse 1. This is Jesus. It says, "In the meantime, when there were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trod one upon another, he began to say unto his disciples," first of all. So here was an innumerable multitude of people. There's so many people here that they're actually stepping on each other, it says. And so Jesus begins to teach them, and he says, "Beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear in closet shall be proclaimed upon the housetops." So Jesus here, he's teaching the people that they should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. And he uses words like cover, speak in darkness, speak in secret. He says these things someday are going to be exposed for the whole world to see. And we see that in life. People can hide things for a little while. The Bible says, be sure your sin will find you out. And so the Bible encourages us that we should be open and honest, that we should not have hypocrisy in our life. And there's a little story to illustrate this that I want to share with you. There's this father and son walking down the road one day, and they were going past this one place where there was an apple tree across the fence. And the father begins looking each way, and he tells the little boy to stand out in the road. He's going to jump the fence, and he's going to pick a bunch of apples. And he tells his little boy that he should watch out. And as he's picking these apples, every once in a while, the father peeks out and looks both ways. And all of a sudden, the little boy tells, "Hey, Dad, you forgot to look up." You know, his dad never thought about looking up. It's one thing that we need to remember. We can hide things and use hypocrisy in this life, but we need to remember to look up. God is looking down. And God says, "There is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear in closet shall be proclaimed upon the housetops." And now we jump over to 1 John chapter 2, verse 28. The Apostle John says this, "And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming." On that day, you can get by with hypocrisy in this life, but on that day, it's going to be exposed for everyone to see. It says, "There is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in secret and closet shall be proclaimed upon the housetop." And if you practice hypocrisy today, there's a day coming that you're going to be very ashamed. And that day is that is coming. You'll be ashamed and you'll wish you would have not been practicing hypocrisy. So the scriptures also says in 1 John, "If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." So this morning, I want to encourage you to have an open and honest heart. As Luke chapter 8, verse 15 says, "But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. No man, when he lighteth a candle, covereth it with the vessel, or putteth it under a bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that it they which enter in may see the light. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. So, dear listener, I would just ask you, are you hiding things from man today? You can hide them from man today, but you will not hide them at the coming of Jesus Christ. And so I would encourage you, if you are hiding things today and covering things up, that you would openly confess them so that you will not be ashamed at the coming of Jesus Christ. My friend, that will be awful if you'll be ashamed at the coming of Jesus Christ, because you know your life is going to be exposed for the whole world to see. The blood of Jesus Christ was shed to cleanse us from all those things, that we can live an honest and upright heart, and that we can have confidence at his coming and be not ashamed at his coming. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, I do pray that you help us to walk with an open and honest heart, that you may be glorified by our lives, Lord. Thank you for your word, which teaches us how to live. I pray you bless each one that listens to this word today, Father, that they may be inspired to live an honest and open, have an honest and open heart, and live for Jesus Christ. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.